If you've ever had a bad night's kip, you'll know that lack of sleep or poor sleep can be a real problem. And it's a problem that affects one in three people in the UK and in the US. Insufficient sleep is not only a health issue, contributing to heart disease, diabetes, and obesity, but it's also an economic one. There's the direct costs of treating sleep disorders and their numerous side effects, and also the costs associated with reduced productivity, time off work, and injuries resulting from fatigue. With such a big problem at hand, we need to think of a solution outside the box. Mariana Campos spoke with Dr. Aurore Perrot, formerly from the University of Geneva, now at the Sleep Cognition and Neuroimaging Laboratory at Concordia University in Montreal. Aurore and her co-authors have just published a study that could rock this sleep problem to its core.
Imagine a crying baby late at night. You get up to take care of them, pick them up, and rock them, which causes the baby to relax and go to sleep. Most of us have been on one end, if not both, of the scenario. But at a certain point in our childhood, we learn to sleep on our own, and the rocking ends. But what would happen to our brains and to our sleep if we kept on rocking to sleep as adults?
When we talk about rocking and sleeping, we think about kids and more specifically babies. But actually, if you think about it, we fall asleep in train, in cars, we feel relaxing in hammock. So we were wondering if maybe the nice rocking effect we see in baby could sustain during adults. So that's why we tested on adult system.
That's got me really curious, and I wondered how they went about to test this. Aurore explains to us the setup for their experiment.
All the subjects came twice. Once where they got a night where they got rocked very gently with the rocking bed, and another night where they sleep on a stationary position bed. So what we found is rocking stimulation, a rocking bed, is very beneficial for sleep. It increases sleep initiation, which means they fall asleep faster, and also sleep maintenance. And also they spend more time in what we call deep sleep, which is pretty nice.
Deep sleep is the stage of sleep that gets you to feel refreshed when you wake up in the morning. It is the part of our sleep that's hard to wake up from, and it's when your body and brain waves slow down. When you are in deep sleep, your body is processing information and consolidating memories. It's also when the body increases blood supply to muscles for regeneration and helps repair tissues. But how do you rock an adult to sleep?
We use a lateral rocking, so it's not like a hammock that will swing, it's more like a small shaking, and we rock pretty slow.
Like Aurore says, the experiment was not done on a swaying hammock. In fact, there was no swaying or tilting at all. Imagine lying down and gently moving from left to right. The rocking bed goes side to side on a short and slow trek. The results were overall positive, so I asked Aurore, were there any participants in the experiment that were individually worse off from the rocking bed?
Actually, no. That was the very interesting thing. All of them, really all of them, actually had beneficial effect on their sleep. All of them show positive effect, and all of them subjectively report that they think the bed was really pleasant and really relaxing. So that was really interesting to see.
Well, the researchers tested different speeds of rocking during their pilot trials. And the faster speeds got some people a little bit sick. That's why they decided to go with the slower and gentler speeds. And they didn't just test this on humans.
There is this joint study that we did, is we also rocked some mice. And we found out that they also have some beneficial effect on mice.
That sounds really cute. Were there any other benefits other than sleeping faster, better and more deeply?
When we look at what happened in the brain when they were sleeping, we also saw that the brain was like really reacting to the rocking stimulation. So that was really interesting. There is brain oscillation that appear during sleep, and we know that they are very intricate with how we sleep and also how we consolidate memory. And what we find out with the rocking stimulation is that they occur more rhythmically. Like they appear kind of every 4 seconds, when normally it's a bit more random than that. And also on top of that, we also tested for declarative memory. And what we find is in the morning, they get better performance after a rocking night compared to a stationary night. So it also improves memory consolidation.
And what about long term?
So that's a very good question. Right now, it's only been tested a single night. And we're actually wondering what would happen on long term, like, does the effect sustain, or is there some effect, like some habituation effect, where there will be no longer beneficial effect on sleep? We don't know right now, and that's something that we would like to test.
This sounds really good. I really want one of these for myself.
That would be great, actually. Maybe it's the bed of the future, yeah? We'll see.
That was Aurore Perrot, and the paper was recently published in the journal Current Biology.